In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, $2 trillion federal money being made available to individuals and businesses across the country in that stimulus package that Congress passed, the president signed. Joining us right now is our senior U.S. Senator, Debbie Stabenow. Senator, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to be with you. I wish it was at a different time for all of us. This is a tough time, but we will get through it, but it is a very tough time.
It is indeed. Your thoughts on the stimulus package? I know it went back and forth quite a bit. Were you happy with what was finally passed?
I do think it's really important for Michigan, and even though there was some back and forth, the whole process only took 5 days, which is really extremely quick, and I was involved in negotiations and wanted to make sure that it really did what was best for us. And there's really two big goals. One is on healthcare. This is a pandemic. We've got to have as much coming in to support hospitals and doctors and nurses and health centers and everything that needs to be done on the health front. And so there's a big investment there. And then the other is, how do we keep income coming in for individuals and families and small businesses at this time when folks are being asked to stay home or being required to stay home? If you're being required to stay home for 14 days, that means no paycheck. And so being able to have income coming in, we've got paid sick leave for 14 days now that is available. And if you are a small business that has to close or is someone who is closing because business is down, it's really important that that be temporary, if at all possible. So there's a whole series of things, and I would encourage folks to go to my website, just Senator Debbie Stabenow. We have all the details. But basically, you know about the $1,200 per person for an adult, $500 per child that will be coming for anyone that has an income of $75,000 or less, the full amount. There's more details there, including our seniors on Social Security and Social Security disability. Secondly, we've greatly expanded unemployment benefits, a total of 39 weeks. And importantly, we've expanded who can receive, somebody who's self-employed, somebody who does contract work, part-time folks, somebody in the gig economy, and so on. Now, that's not quite up and going. I'd give the unemployment office a few days here. We actually gave them money to expand the number of people to answer the phones and handle the volume. But if you go into the system right now, it may tell you you don't qualify because they're using the old rules. So it's going to take a few days. But there's a whole expansion under unemployment compensation, including an increase per week. And then finally, the big thing is for small business. If you're a small business you can go to your lender and get a loan that is partially forgiven if you leave folks on the payroll. So if you're keeping folks on the payroll for the next 8 weeks, all those costs, including health care, including overhead costs and so on, are forgiven from the loan. So it basically becomes a grant, and the loan doesn't have to be forgiven in most cases, paid. You don't have to begin paying it back in most cases for up to a year. So there's a whole bunch of things, but they all go to one thing, and that is, how do we keep people getting income, keep them on the payroll, whether it's a small business, medium, or large business? And so, and that's the whole goal. This is It's an extraordinarily difficult time, and we're in an unusual situation where the way we're being told we have to help is by staying home, by closing the business, and all the all the hardship that brings. So that's the point of the CARES Act.
It is an unprecedented situation. I want to ask you, Senator, about the federal government's response to COVID-19. Do you think that the federal government has done all that it can? We're hearing from hospitals saying that they're having a hard time procuring all the supplies they need, ventilators, testing, N95 masks, all those other things.
Well, they're right. I mean, I feel like my second job as I've come home, came home last Friday. I've been spending all of my time working with the governor and her great team and our congressional delegation to help reach out and get what our hospitals need, our doctors and nurses need. I'm on another phone call in just a few minutes regarding that with Health and Human Services and with FEMA. I mean, the reality is, the world began to know something was happening in December in China. Every other country went into gear and started doing testing in January. And our administration chose not to do that for at least a couple of months. And so we're behind. There wasn't the advanced planning to get ahead of it. But right now what we've got to do is just figure out how to make sure we're getting the equipment to folks as possible. It's not organized federally. I wish there was a national action plan. And one of the challenges also is that, and we're hearing this in the briefings every night, the equipment now that FEMA is getting, and then they're giving it to private suppliers who then the state has to go and bid against other states.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Be able to get it.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. We're hearing reports of N95 masks even being sold on the foreign market, from the U.S. to other countries. I mean, that's...
That's outrageous. I actually did social media about that a couple of days ago when that came to my attention and got on the phone immediately with FEMA and asked them if that was true. And they said, we aren't sure. We'll get back to you. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me right now. So this, it's not good at all. While it's not good and we're pushing back as hard as possible, I also want to say there's a lot of Michigan companies, large and small, stepping up, our auto workers, and each of our automakers are retooling plants to not only create, build ventilators, but the masks, surgical masks that are needed. We've got other companies stepping up doing hand.
Yeah, we're learning a lot about ourselves. And Senator, I'm sorry, are you there? All right, we seem to have lost Senator Stabenow for some reason. Try one more time. Senator, can you hear me? All right, well, our time was about up anyway. Senator, I'm sorry to interrupt, not able to hear you at this point, so we'll move on from there, but we appreciate your time as always. It's been it now before 9 o'clock on WPHM with news coming up next.